Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Don August. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braggs for the out. Yount moves to second. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Deer hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ruse scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is hit by the pitch. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards third. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ruse fires over to first and Walker drops the ball. That's an error on Walker. Surhoff moves to second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Surhoff scores. Gantner moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer, who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Fisk scores. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Krueger now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Surhoff moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Surhoff moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs is hit by the pitch. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Braggs moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kram now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moorman strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Deer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Deer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Deer steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Fred Manrique pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Manrique is walked intentionally. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to third. Manrique moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Calderon is 0-for-4 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Guillen scores. Manrique moves to third. Baines moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.